This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
The August bank holiday weekend is just around the corner, which means one thing for the Irish in the southeast of England. It's time for the annual Crawley Irish Festival. Next Sunday, a free one-day festival celebrating all things Irish is taking place at the Howth in Crawley. There will be Irish music, Irish storytelling, children's entertainment, Irish food, and a whole lot more. And joining me on the phone right now is one of the performers at the festival, Paddy Ryan, and the main man behind the event itself, John Nolan of the Celtic and Irish Cultural Society. Hi, guys.
Hello, Anthony.
Hi, John. And Paddy.
Hello, Paddy.
How are you, Paddy?
Yeah, I'm good as well. Yeah.
Good stuff. So, listen, it's not too long to go now. How are the butterflies going, John? This has been in preparation for quite a while, hasn't it?
They're not visible at the moment. They're all under cover. Looking forward to it, just running into the last week of it now. And if it hasn't been done before now, it doesn't need to be done. So, we're very happy with how things have progressed over the last couple of months. And, just can't wait to get going.
Yeah, now you've done this before. You've done this a few times. You're a veteran now at organising this event.
We've done it before, yes. This is our 21st anniversary one.
Wow.
It started way back in 1996, 21 years ago plus. And it started off as just a little fun day for kiddies before they went back to school. Mm. And it's developed over the years, and we brought big bands on board, looked at sponsorship, support, funding and that sort of stuff, and it's built up to the festival that you see today, which attracts something in the region of 5,000 to 6,000 people.
I was there last year, and I have to say it was a pretty good event. There's multiple stages. How many stages have you got this year, John, for the festival?
We've got three different music areas, as we call it. We've got the main stage where Paddy is on, we've got the traditional stage, and then we have something what we call an elongated green room.
Right.
It's a 7-hour music session where everybody plays in that area for 15 to 20 minutes from the main stage and from the traditional stage. So that's as far as the music is concerned. But then we've got the dancing and ceilidh and all that to go with it. So it's a busy, busy day.
Exactly. And so it being Britain and it being kind of the summer, it's weatherproof as well, isn't it? Half indoors, half outdoors.
Yes, it can be weatherproof. But looking at the long-range weather forecast, it looks like the temperatures will be around the 22 degrees on the day with full sun, little bit of cover, and I don't think we'll have to resort to the internal version. But it's always been planned as if it looks bad on a Thursday or Friday, everything moves inside to a concert type of setting. But as you say, we have stuff happening outside and inside.
Yes,
the bar is inside, of course.
And that's the important bit. It's more important bit. And there's food as well. I was surprised last year there's some Irish stew going on the go.
Yes, we have various Irish menus going. To be honest, I should know what is going at the moment. I haven't looked it up, but they promised me a good variety of stuff.
Fantastic. And Paddy, is this your first year at the event?
Yeah, it is. I've been to Crawley before once. Not the festival, but I was there earlier this year, and that's how I met John. I was doing a theatre tour with the Seven Drunken Nights story, the Dubliners, and I met John there, and he's asked me about the show and the festival and all that, and I was happy to come down, looking forward to it.
Very good. So your own background yourself, you've started in music you've been in music even for a very, very long time, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Well, what it was my family's from Longford and Waterford.
Hmm.
Some of them are kind of from Westmeath, so I better throw that in as well. But they came to Liverpool, they settled down, and my father and his brother started up an Irish band in Liverpool, and when he left that, he started to bring me on as a kid. So I've been playing since I was like 8, 9, 10 years old. But then I started playing with him on stages, like proper gigs, since I was maybe 12 years old, and been playing since. So
wow.
Yeah.
What instruments do you play then? What kind of musical talents do you have?
Well, in the Seven Drunken Nights, I play banjo and keyboards and stuff like that. But regular gigs and stuff, I am a guitarist, but I do play a variety of stuff, but generally I'm a guitar vocalist, so that's kind of what I stick to normally.
Fantastic. And you've been doing kind of this for quite a while, as you mentioned. You've toured literally every corner of the planet by the looks of your CV.
Yeah, it's nice to add quality to that earlier this year. I was never down in the south of England. I was in Wimbledon once to play the show down there.
Right.
Never really played in the south of England, so it's nice to be down that way. But yeah, I've played like Philadelphia, Boston, New York, Los Angeles, all over Europe, but never played in Crawley. So it's nice to bring the band there, you know.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So what kind of music is it you do then? Well, how would you describe it? I know it's a very common question for singer-songwriters, but how would you kind of paint a picture of your own music?
Well, right, what it was originally I was very fundamental Irish music. Like everything was very obvious songs, Wild Rover, your stuff like that.
Mm.
And that all changed when I moved to New York. Because I didn't spend my time with the Irish people in New York because I wanted to like submerge myself in the actual culture over there. So I started living with New York people through and through. And I learned a lot of new songs, a lot of songs about New York way of life and stuff like that and American stuff. And then I did my gigs in the Irish bars in New York as well. And it became a sort of an amalgamation of American folk, rock, like the sort of Eagles and things like that. We've added a lot of their sort of stuff into it. And we've adapted Irish songs to be more fusion of the two things. So we do a lot of the obvious songs that everybody knows, but it might not be in the style that they know. It's more dancey, to be honest. Everyone gets up dancing to them and stuff because we do a lot of weddings and things, so it goes down really well. But we do a lot of Scottish songs as well. So we do folk music from everywhere. We do a few of the country music covers, and we do a lot of our own stuff as well. So it all seems to go down very well. I mean, we're booked all the time, and obviously John has brought us down here, so we must be doing something right, you know.
It's nice to see, though. So the New York kind of environment kind of rubbed off on you kind of going forward. That's quite cool.
Yeah. I mean, I used to live with the firefighters in New York, so I used to spend my days I didn't hear one Irish accent in the daytime, but at night when I was playing in the bars, it was all Irish accents. So it was like I got a total experience, because you can move to New York, as John will say when he moved to England, and you can stay in the one community and it'll be like you're back home sort of thing. So it's nice to you know, get involved. And that's what John's done with this festival. He's got all kinds of the community, like not just the Irish, because I've been checking up on everything. And it's people from all walks of life, all corners, all creeds, all coming down to it, which is fantastic.
Yeah. And you kind of, you recorded your solo album, I believe, in America as well, kind of, you know, harking back to that influence that rubbed off on you. That was about a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about a year ago. It was released about a year ago. I recorded it about a year and a half ago in Los Angeles. But the plan was to go back over, but I was asked to go and play a summer season in Spain. So it just was financially better for me to go to Spain, because trying to pay the bills and all that, you know. So, but I'll be going back to America next year, hopefully. So it's all good.
Now, what kind of music can people expect from yourself? What you've lined up? What's in your set list for next week?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to speak to the other bands, because I know a few of them, and I'm going to check their set lists and I'm going to see what they do. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't think every band should do the Wild Rover, you know, and then the next band comes on and does the same song and does the same. So what we do is we take a lot of the very old Irish songs that people haven't heard for years, and we'll give them a sort of a new twist, you know, add a few different instruments to them and bring them sort of more 21st century, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
A bit like The Pogues did years ago, but we're not obviously as heavy as The Pogues. But then we also do all the everyone's traditional favourites and stuff, and I'll throw in a few of my own songs as well, which have got very catchy choruses. So if they don't know it first, they'll be singing it within a couple of lines.
Very good. So people will no doubt be tapping along to you in Crawley.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. And John,
yeah, well, I hope so anyway.
John, speaking of kind of new twists then, any kind of new events at the festival this year?
Something new that hasn't been on for the last couple of years is the Crawley Irish Festival Fish, where all the Crawley dance schools around the area, from sort of south of London down to the south coast and left and right, at the same time, east and west, that's happening in the studio area. It always gathers a fantastic crowd as part of the Fish, which kicks off the whole dancing arena. Then you've got the Crawley, Cayley, and some of the other Crawley dance schools will be putting on exhibitions of their dancing. That's something that has been going for a while, but has bubbled up of late. you know, there is something, we introduce something new every year. There's a band coming over from Ireland called Homeland, and they're launching their CD at the festival, and we're very honoured to hear that coming across. And it's a song written by a second-generation Irishman, remembering his dad, who was brought up in the buildings, and how well he acknowledges the great work that his dad did in producing the family and that sort of stuff. So something is always going there. Vintage Trucks down for the day as well. The old JCB 3C is on show. Not of the same yellow colour, but it's been sprayed over a few times. So there's lots of stuff happening. If you're not into music, if you're not into song, you're into something else that will appeal to you.
It should be really, really good. And it's always nice to see the horse kind of having the Irish flag up as well as you drive in. It's like, it's like driving into Ireland, into the Irish turf.
There you go. Well, there's more than... You'll probably be spoiled for choice. There's more than one Irish flag flying there on the day. You know, the province's flag and European flags as well. We're all part of that.
Very nice. And you'll be showing the game as well, the semi-final, Dublin-Tyrone.
That's right. Kick-off at 4 o'clock, all things being equal. That's on the big screen there as well. Yes.
Perfect.
So you won't miss out by going out. You don't have to tune into Sky at home. You can see you at the venue.
Perfect. John, well, listen, the best luck with it. And Paddy, the same to yourself. Enjoy Crawley while you're down.
Thanks.
Very good. And the best luck with everything, lads. Take care.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having us on.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review. And to hear more podcasts like this, check out RadioReverb.com.